This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
One more sleep until game day is what I've got in there.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Preseason football.
Right? Can we just agree? Can we just agree? I'll just say what I always say about preseason. This happened with the Hall of Fame game, and it will surely happen tomorrow leading up. All right. Preseason game. Good. Let's go. About 115, 120. What are we doing here? What am I investing my time in here? What is happening here? It's always the same. Like you get excited for that, whatever the new threshold is that means football is creeping closer. You get excited for it, and then just kind of like, all right, what else is on? When do the real games begin? Because I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to be taking notes on how Landon Jackson's bend is coming around the edge. Although he is someone I am very interested to see tomorrow, so I'm, you know, it's going to cut both ways. I'm curious about some guys, but overall, the preseason is just. You know, leaves you wanting nothing more than guys getting off the field healthy.
But the buildup is good.
Sure.
The buildup is good. It's exciting.
Yep.
It's like training camp, right? You build up. You're there. Okay. All right. When do we go home? When are we going back to Buffalo, right?
I mean, there's only so many milkshakes I can have here.
When are we getting to the first preseason game?
Right.
It's like the draft. Build up. Oh, my God. There's a lot of stuff building up to the draft. And then suddenly it's over, and everybody you thought about it's on other team. You don't care about anymore.
Right.
You're like,
right.
Heck with that guy. We didn't want him. What about our guy?
It's just all filed away so that like 3 years later when the guy's name comes up,
yes.
You go, TCU, right?
Yeah. Right? I liked him a few years ago coming out.
I remember him. Arkansas, I think. Yeah.
It's the same thing with preseason. I think it's that buildup of, to me, it's a little bit of psychological, which is you see them on the field. You see them playing. It brings you to a spot where you know you're almost there. You're almost to week one. Football's here. We have football every weekend now. You can start talking about all these things that you've been kind of having tertiary discussions around for the last several months. And I think that's what tomorrow is. It's for me, too. It's a back to a routine, right?
Right.
And especially because it's a 1 o'clock game tomorrow. It's like a Sunday 1 o'clock game.
Right.
I was just talking with some people today about how we'll treat it just like a Sunday 1 o'clock game, and all the things that we normally do on a Sunday, we're just going to do on a Saturday, which is good for us to get back into our routine on the radio broadcast and going to the stadium,
right,
the timing
right.
for everything there. So for me, that's a big part of it. And yeah, I'm excited to see some new guys and what they're looking like and how that all kind of comes together a little bit.
In case you can't tell, Sal Capaccio is here in studio with me. I am the Bulldog. Mike's final day of vacation is today. We'll be back together on Monday, assuming nothing goes haywire from from now until then, but you never know. Anyway, so Sal's here for the full ride today. I'm grateful to have you alongside, especially because tomorrow is the first preseason game, and I think, you know, I don't have you posted keys to the game or anything? Players to watch, or
that's the preseason thing. The preseason is the what to watch for,
right?
The regular season is Sal's keys because now you want to win the game, right? What to watch for is, what are you keeping an eye on? Who cares about the scoreboard,
right?
What am I watching? Who am I watching,
right?
And because we kind of know already that certain guys are playing or aren't playing, it makes it even a little bit more, you know, it narrows it down a little bit, the focus of
right.
what you're looking at,
right? We are getting starters for a little on both sides of the ball, right? So that
I didn't hear anything about the Giants yet. Did you hear that today?
No, I don't know.
I don't know that either.
I just mean on the Bills offense and defense, ones are playing some.
Zach,
right?
Have we heard anything on the Giants? Have they put anything out yet that you've seen today?
I have not seen anything yet.
Dable had been kind of close to the vest, and I even talked to Paul Dottino. Paul called the Bills-Jets game a few years ago in New York because Murph was out that week.
Right.
He's the fill-in. In New York, he's doing this game tomorrow here in Buffalo. He called me. He's like, hey, what do the Bills got? And then we kind of worked through that, and he said, Dable hasn't said anything yet.
Right.
Like,
other than Jackson Dart is going to play but we don't know even who's starting necessarily.
No, we don't at this point, unless something's come out that I didn't see today. But yes, for the Bills, starters other than Josh Allen and injured players or players coming back from injury pretty much who haven't had a lot of ramp-up time, they will be on the field probably for about, I would guess, I don't know, at least a few series, a quarter, something like that. But that a lot of times depends on how they play sometimes, too.
Right.
You know?
Sure. Yeah, if the offense has a really good first drive, maybe that'll be it. Like, if they go 10 plays, 70 yards, and score a touchdown, then maybe the first unit, aside from the quarterback, but maybe then they sit down and, like, that's the end of the day for them. And maybe the same goes for the defense. You know, if they knock the Giants down on all series or maybe two, because I think you'd want, like, that's a little different, right? If you give up a long drive, maybe that's enough for the defense. But if you go three and out, you stop them three and out, you probably go back out there a second time, see if you can do it again.
Yeah.
Because you want probably more than just three snaps from those guys if they're going to play in the game.
I think so. With the way the Bills rotate their D linemen, who's a starter, who's not? Yeah, you might get the starters, and then you might get a little bit more of the backups mixed in with linebacker starters, right? So probably after those first few plays, you're looking at something a little bit different. They're also pretty banged up around a lot of spots, especially safety. Both their safeties are out.
Right.
Both their presumed starting safeties are out.
Right.
Taylor Rapp, we know, and Cole Bishop, and that's been an issue, obviously. So what does that look like? Terrell Bernard just got back this week, so doubt he's going to get much time. But Matt Milano will probably be out there.
Yeah. Now, see, both he and Tre'Davious White, I recognize that they're not quarterbacks. They're not Josh Allen. If you want to get them some reps, then this is as good a time as any, I suppose. Man, I sort of feel like I might lean more toward Sean McVay than you do, which is just he's been pretty well known for not ever playing any of the starters at all in the preseason. And to me, a guy like Milano, hearing all these reports about how incredible he looks in camp, like all the way back, and to an extent, the same goes for Tre'Davious White, I think, right?
Yep.
I'd be inclined to sort of treat them like Josh Allen if I were in charge. Like, you know what? This is going great. I am not going to expose you to anything unnecessary. And to me, I guess I would qualify playing a preseason game against the Giants tomorrow as unnecessary for those two guys. We know who they are. We know what they can do. And if they're healthy right now, man, I want to sort of like bubble wrap that and save it for September myself.
I don't disagree. I think Sean McDermott feels probably a little bit different, that they want to get them a little bit of time. Because even Josh Allen is on the table this preseason. I mean, he could play.
Right.
Right? He could play next week, maybe, in week two. It wouldn't be week three, I don't think. He could play next week. And if Josh Allen could be on the table, I think anybody could be on the table. But I agree with you, right? And maybe even, to me, it's got to come down to maybe to the communication with those players. Hey, Tre'Davious, you know, what do you think? Hey, Matt, what do you think? You know, how much do you need? And those guys may say, I'm good, coach. If you want me to play, I'll get the reps. That's great. Or they may say, hey, I'm feeling great. I don't think I need to go out there. I think a lot of that has to be communication. I think especially with these veteran players. They've been around a while. They've been with Sean McDermott a long time. You can have that communication. Obviously, Tre left and came back. You know, I would rather see them not out there and risk anything. But sometimes players want to do it.
Right.
So there's something to be said for players sometimes who say, I want to go out there and get a few reps under my belt.
Right. Because as much as you can get out of what happens at the because I've never been to the controlled scrimmage situation, the joint practice situation, like they'll have next weekend, right? Is that Friday in Chicago they'll be doing that? I've never attended that, and I'm reading accounts today. Funny enough, the Bears and Dolphins are doing that in advance of tomorrow's preseason game, and it's been really physical from what I've read online. Yes. I've seen reporters from both teams tweeting, like, it's been aggressive. There's been, I don't know, like punches, but it's been kind of nasty. So are those opportunities, like if Matt Milano comes on a blitz, is he tackling Caleb Williams next Friday, or is the quarterback is still, so it's still that pull up? See, that might be the singular value of playing in a preseason game, is just to be able to actually finish a rep.
Right, like the guy did last night against Richardson. I didn't see who did it. Maybe you know, but I watched the highlight many times with the sound off wherever I was in some room. I see this. I'm like, man, look at that. What happened? I scroll past Twitter. Right. Oh, my God, look what happened.
If that's a joint practice, he's not hitting Anthony Richardson.
That's correct.
The play's probably blown dead.
Correct.
Because he's in clean, but you're not. Yeah, right.
In a joint practice setting, the quarterbacks are wearing red, and it's the same rules you have in the regular practice settings. However, that said, there's a little bit more risk involved because the guy on the other side of the offensive lineman is going hard to make a play. And if he gets close, he's not as worried about hitting the other team's quarterback. He knows he shouldn't, but he's trying to make the team.
Right.
He's trying to show what he can do.
Right.
So there is a little bit more risk, but the rule is don't touch the quarterbacks.
But what about other ball carriers? Like receivers, running backs, are they getting tackled fully in a joint practice setting?
That is totally up to how you want to run the period.
Okay.
And you could definitely do that between the two sides. If I remember correctly, I don't think the Bills and Steelers went live very much like that. They did up thud.
Right.
Like, they didn't take to the ground last year. It might have been maybe a period or two, but there wasn't a lot of that.
Well, that does sort of translate to why I'm most interested in seeing some of these depth defensive linemen tomorrow. Like, that is not usually, like, the sexiest, you know, where are the new pass catchers? Do we have a new running back? That kind of thing is usually what I think a lot of fans, I myself included, treat the preseason for. I think there's so many new faces and bodies on that defense that, you know, not necessarily in the starting group, although Joey Bosa is new, and that'll be our first look at him, but you're talking about Michael Hoyt and Ogunjobi who are going to miss the first six games. You're talking about TJ Sanders and Landon Jackson and Deion Walker, all draft picks that to varying degrees, like, you know, I'm really interested to see what kind of impact you can maybe start building and hoping for once the regular season gets here, and seeing them be able to play in a situation where they can finish plays, I think is pretty interesting.
And I will tell you that the Bills are very excited to see that too, because this is kind of what you're referring to from a fan. It's the same with coaches. Hey, they've been able to do A, B, and C out here. What happens when in that stadium and there's fans and there's a guy on the other side that's trying to eat his lunch to prove that he belongs in this league and what he can do? Like, that can really kind of separate a lot of guys here, right? And we all know the stories over the years, whatever players you want to think about or say. I think Dez Lewis comes to mind, right? Man, was he good in shorts and T-shirt. Just when the games came on and he just couldn't be physical enough in a game situation as a wide receiver, that just didn't happen. Whether that's at linebacker or somewhere else. I think that coaches want to see the exact same thing you're saying. And I'll tell you, just from conversations I've had, Bills coaches and front office are very optimistic and excited what they've seen from this rookie group, this young defensive line group. But now you got to do it. Like, I'm excited what I've seen from you in camp. Let's go translate, because anything can happen after that.
Yeah, I feel like, to me, Jackson is the one that I'm most curious about, just because I feel like Edge, I'm not sure still what I've got there. I'm counting on Joey Bosa, and that can be, you know, a little unnerving because of his injury history. And if I'm really, I know there's all kinds of different ways you can get to the quarterback, and we'll see if the Bills sort of build a different beast this year from a, you know, just a strategic standpoint where they use some different things with this new defensive line assistant coach Nielsen here, and if there's more blitzing and just different packages designed to confuse opposing offenses a little bit more. But edge and getting to the quarterback is still, I feel like we're right there still. It's been 5 years since the first AFC title game appearance and loss to Kansas City, and it became, we got to get this guy on the ground. And they really have still not really ever done that.
Agreed.
Right? Von Miller showed it in the one regular season game he played against Kansas City. And like, okay, maybe this will work, right? He was the closer in that game in the fourth quarter, but then he got hurt, and that was the end of that. So I'm still looking for somebody that I can count on there. Bosa's obviously at the top of the list, but I feel like other guys, you may need someone else to sort of break through to complement Rousseau and Epinesa, and that's why I think about Jackson, who right now, with how many guys there are, especially once Michael Hoyt is off his suspension, I feel like Jackson has to force his way into the rotation if he's going to be counted on in the regular season. Because right now, I'm not sure he'd get a jersey if we were looking at a regular season game.
Agreed. And I know what you're saying, but just so everybody's clear, making the team but being inactive on game day.
Right.
Healthy scratch, right?
Right.
I agree with you. I do think because of the Hoyt suspension, it kind of makes it maybe a little bit more, you know, possible that that could happen.
Right.
But as I sit here right now, if everybody's healthy, he's the odd man out. Unless you get to a point where A.J. Epinesa is not on your team because you just have too many guys, and that's
right.
The guy that you say, okay, we can move on from. Because I'm going to be honest, I think Javon Solomon has had a nice camp.
Right.
And he's in his second year. And he's a guy that I think he can provide a little bit of juice off the edge, right? So, yeah, Landon Jackson's probably that guy who, well, he's either going to be active, he's going to be on the roster, but we have to decide who's active, who's not active. I'm interested to see Deion Walker. Deion Walker is just such a massive human being and such a good athlete. I want to see what that looks like in a real setting against other NFL players who are trying to block him. And if this kid came out the year before he did, many thought he'd be a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Went back to Kentucky, has the back injuries. Nobody really knows he has the back issues. He just had a down year. Oh, they discovered at the end of the year. Man, he's had back issues. If he didn't have back issues, maybe that wouldn't have impacted the way he played. I like what I've seen from him. I like what I hear from mm-hmm. people, what they see from him. But I want to see what he can do in this setting as well, because I think if you have a guy like Deion Walker who can really do the things they need to do, that can really kind of free up some of those other guys you're talking about as well.
Sure, yeah. I mean, he's even a bigger body than Daquan Jones. Daquan Jones has been like that guy,
yes.
You know, right? And the one technique guy. Walker, what, 6'7", 300, what are we talking, 40?
That's right.
Like, he's just a massive, massive dude who gets a lot of credit for being very light on his feet for someone that size. So that, yeah, he is a super intriguing guy. I wonder, you mentioned A.J. Epinesa. I'm thinking about Dwayne Carter, a third-round pick from last year. With all these people that are sort of replenishing the defensive line and the defensive tackle position here, Ogunjobi and Sanders and Walker, I wonder about a guy like Carter. Like, is there, assuming Daquan Jones, who I don't think I've heard one thing about one play he's been a part of during camp so far, which that doesn't have to be bad. I have to kind of remind myself, oh, yeah, he's still, like, the starter at that position next to Ed Oliver. I just wonder about Dwayne Carter, if there's even room for him, too, with all the new bodies. Again, Ogunjobi, much like
right.
Hoyt with Jackson, provides some runway for the first few weeks of the season, but eventually they're going to have to make some tough decisions there. And that's a third-round pick from last year. I just don't know where I'm putting him if Deion Walker sort of – not that they're playing the same style game or anything, but it's another body at defensive tackle. I just wonder if there's room, because obviously Sanders is on your team. Oliver and Daquan Jones, I assume, are on the team. Ogunjobi, they're going to go through the suspension. He's going to be on the team. I mean, how many defensive tackles am I keeping on my team?
I agree with you. From where's the room, I just could... It would be stunned me to see them move on from a third-round pick.
I know.
Right? So I think that they... still have plans for Deion Walker, right?
Yep.
The guy I think about is Daquan Jones, actually, for this, which is he only has 1 year left on his deal. You could save $5.5 million by releasing him. Is that a guy?
Mm-hmm.
To me, you probably financially would make more sense to do that. And if everybody starts showing and doing well, maybe that's where you go and say, okay, like, what are we getting out of this guy here? Like, to me, that would be more of the guy. I'd be stunned if it was Dwayne Carter, but it is the exact same conversation as Lana Jackson.
Yeah.
Because they both have one guy who's suspended for 6 weeks. At that position, it gives you six. Without that guy, it's five. They can keep 10 guys to have one from each position game day inactive. They've done that before. I think ideally you probably want nine, maybe, but they've done 10 before. So I think you have the five, but what happens when you have six? And that sort of sorts itself out as the season goes on.
I feel like if for Daquan Jones to be in the crosshairs like you're referring to here, like potentially, you know, save the money and move on, that would mean to me, depending on what they want to do, like we'll see if they still want, as often as they have in past years, the big one-tech type guy with Ed Oliver, or do they want a little more upfield like Sanders and Oliver as a tandem maybe? But I feel like Deion Walker, if he can show that he can do the job that Daquan Jones has been doing for them, then maybe that equation spits out a result where Daquan Jones is looking for work at the end of August or early September.
I mean, yes, his future could depend on just those guys being, we're comfortable here, right? I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. So tomorrow, we'll see. Do the Giants play their starting offensive line? That's a great test for these guys. We could see right away. You made a point about Jackson Dart earlier. He's going to play. We don't know if he's going to start. So now you'll get 3 years in a row, Jackson Dart this year, Caleb Williams last year, first ever NFL action.
Right.
Anthony Richardson the year before.
That's right.
First ever NFL action. The list is long for guys who have had their first ever starts against the Bills. We can go through it. But, I mean, just in the last 3 years, even it's preseason, you're talking about three first-round picks getting their first action right here in Orchard Park.
Right. We will have some time. We don't really have much now, and we've got a guest coming up at 3:30 and then again at 4 o'clock. Sam Paniatovich, a regular with us from Bet Sweats at 3:30, and then our buddy Chris Trapasso will join us at 4. Eventually, we'll get around to talking with fans, if you're up for it, like who you're excited to see, these position battles that Sal and I are talking about. Really, all we've done so far is talk about the defensive line position, but we'll jump around the roster and certainly are open to hearing from you once we get up and running and clear of these guests. Clear of these guests makes it sound like I can't wait to get done with them. I think you know what I mean. Just free up the show to take some calls from folks at 803-0550 with the preseason game coming tomorrow. Should be a great day, right? I mean, the forecast just looks spectacular. If anything, maybe it's going to be just too hot. I don't know, but still, really nice. Should be a really fun day, and hopefully lots of kids get a chance to get out to the stadium one last time.
Yeah, and it's the last preseason game ever inside the stadium, right? I mean, so it'll be interesting, and not that has to mean anything, but you're right, because a lot of people don't take their kids to regular season games. And if you're going to just say, hey, that's the time, tomorrow's it.
Right. 803-0550 will be the phone number as we get rolling here. As I said, once we get through with Sam and Chris, eventually we'll squeeze out a version of Reverse AFC Power Rankings. Have you ever been a part of Reverse AFC Power Rankings, Sal?
I have.
Okay.
I've done it before,
okay.
Yes.
I wasn't sure. I have not done it.
It might have been. Not even last year.
Been a while.
Or in the beginning of last year at some
point.
Okay.
Right. Well, we'll get through that. We've been doing that on Fridays in the summer here. So
I've heard other people and some of their takes on these teams, so I'm excited to get mine.
We will we'll get around to that maybe at 5 o'clock or so or 5:30, depending on how things go. But anyway, Sam Paniatovich, Bet Sweats, coming up. We'll get some – there's always NFL futures that we're talking about. He's got some ideas about pairing up first and second place in divisions instead of just division winners. So we'll get into that and talk about some baseball, maybe some futures for playoffs now that the baseball season is into August here. So that's all coming up after this. Sal Capaccio is in for Mike. I am the Bulldog, and you are listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Lester had a 17-yard return on his first try. Fields this one cleanly. And again, he's got an alley. Lester at the 30. Two men to beat. Lester could be going.
He's gone.
Midfield and rolling. And the rookie sixth-round draft pick will take it to the house. LaJonte Lester, 87 yards.
Yeah, there's a preseason highlight for you there. Punt return. I believe I heard 87 yards. LaJonte Western, everyone. This is where I'm supposed to pretend I know what team he's on, because I don't even know. I didn't listen all the way to the clip. Who is that? Was that with the Baltimore Indy game?
Baltimore, yes.
Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, I did see. I'm being a little cute, but yeah, I actually saw a profile on him today about how he's showing well, and like maybe Baltimore's got lightning in a bottle in their return game. We shall see. Joining us now on the Wester Hotline is our buddy Sam Patiotovich, Sammy P from Bet Sweats. You hear that show 9 to noon on the Bet 1520 or on the Odyssey app. Sam, you're in here with Sal again, 2 weeks in a row, and I told him you were very excited about this development, so, you know. Let's have a day.
I'm a big Sal guy, but I probably won't be as fun as I was last week because I'm at home and I'm in my office. I mean, last week I'm on the golf course. I'm having a good time. I'm back to being boring today.
You're drinking those tequila Josh Allen drinks. What were they? The transfusions, right? Is that what that was called?
The Josh Allen tequila transfusion. The tequila with the grape juice and splash of lime ginger ale. I'm drinking agua today. Very boring.
I went in on some pop today, and I don't know why. I never drink soda, but there were like some things are being moved around here at Radio City, and there must have been in a supply closet somewhere a bunch of 2 liters of pop. Like, it's just sitting there calling me. All right, I could use a little jolt.
What I want to know is, wait a minute. So I left Western New York after going to Syracuse. I went down to Florida. For some reason, I've never called it pop since. Now I call it soda, and I'm mad. I want to call it pop like I grew up, but you still do, obviously.
I have called it soda for years.
Oh,
I'm making an effort to call it pop.
Sammy, what about you? Do you call it pop ever?
Chicagoans are pop.
Yep, yeah,
I was
I thought
pop
so.
Until I got to Vegas, and then they call it soda. And then I moved to Boston, and it's all soda here. I say pop, and people look at me like I want drugs. I'm like, no, it's soda. Soda.
Right. What happened to me is one of my first bosses at the pizza place, when he would be like taking care of customers at the counter, like, anybody need anything to drink? Want a soda pop? He would say it like that. And then I started sort of mimicking him doing that in a way, sort of almost emulating him, also making fun of him at the same time for all my coworkers. And the soda part just sort of stuck. So you want a soda pop? And I don't know. So now pop. I'm saying pop today, and I don't know. I'm not sure how that happened, but I'm reverting to my original form, which is good. Anyway, all right. So what's shaking in the game? Did you have a bunch of parlays in on preseason football last night, Sam, or what?
We did talk about making one on our show, and it lost, as it does, of course, in the preseason. So it's funny you bring that up. There were three sharp sides yesterday, the Colts, the Bengals, and the Raiders, in terms of like lines moving 6-7 points. They all lost. The teams, two of them lost outright. So the Colts were a 6.5 point favorite on the close, lost by 8, lost outright. The Bengals were a 7 point favorite, lost outright. And then the Raiders got bet from +1 to -4.5. And that game ended in a tie. So those wise guys in Vegas that moved these bad boys 5, 6, 7 points went 0-3. That's not going to happen every day. But I just laugh that, you know, you're really relying on a third string quarterback in the fourth quarter of a game against a bunch of bench guys, and it still might not be good enough to get you there. So I don't play a lot of preseason. I'm a part of some bets. Here's a perfect example for you. This guy, one of my partners, bet the Broncos +1. And that game is on, let's see, Saturday night. The Broncos are now a 7-point favorite, so it's moved 8 points. we could still lose, though. Like, what? That's the crazy part.
How in the world does a line for a preseason game move 8 points? Like, what is that based on who's playing and who's not and that sort of stuff? Is that all that is?
So the books don't do themselves any service. They basically open a line a week out. And then a day or two later, one team will say, we're going to play our starters for a half. And the other team will say, we're not going to play any starters. And then it just gets, you know, crushed. And then the chasers come in. So a guy that saw the line open 1 and moved to 3 goes, well, I might as well lay 3. It's going to keep going. And then it's just a domino rally. So there's a lot of funky stuff that happens in the preseason, but I'm guessing, and I don't know this because I'm not betting preseason, but the guys that know what they're doing, even though they went 0-3 last night, are clearly believing that Denver is going to have max effort, max motivation, and they're probably going to play their guys longer than San Francisco. And then you turn it on, and San Francisco's four-string quarterback has 3 touchdown passes. It is such a gamble, and that's why I don't do it or advise anybody to do it. And then here's the other part. You tell somebody to bet a preseason game and it loses, they hate your guts. You know, they can take a losing bet. Like, if I give them the Ravens on Monday Night Football and it loses, fine. If I give them the Panthers, though, week 2 of the preseason and it loses, people want my head.
Why do you suppose that is exactly? I'm not sure that really tracks.
Because people can lose money on the preseason on their own, I think, is sort of the mindset.
Oh, okay.
So when somebody like me says, hey, bet this preseason game, you know, like, I'm this sports betting person, I should know everything, even though I'm going to hit like 55% on a good year. I think that's what it is. If I take you to water and make you pick out the duck and the duck is wrong, that's the issue.
Love it. Well, I'm relieved in a certain way. I mean, to hear you say, like, tread lightly, if at all, into preseason betting, because I don't think I've ever partaken at all, because it just seems like, you know, like, I love some action, but that's not action I need.
What do we get in preseason props? Like, how often are those, like, do they try to steer away from them at the books, at the betting places? Because, you know, you can have guys who, you know, are going to play a lot more than other guys, or are they just on the table as much as anything else?
So I'll click on the game. Oh, this is the regular season. Excuse me. I have to hit the right tab on my sports book. So let's go to Bills Giants. I'm just going to click the game, and we have game props. We have team props. No player props, no individual player props, and that makes sense because the books have no idea what to do with a number. I mean, Sal, you probably know Trubisky's probably going to get a good amount, but you don't know exactly how much, and maybe the team doesn't either. So when the books start guessing, that's when it's probably time to shut the player props off. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to see player props until week one. I just think it's a losing okay. proposition for everybody because everybody's just guessing.
So how about while we're on the subject of the NFL, we were chatting here via text a little earlier this afternoon, and I know you and I went through the exercise, I think, a couple of weeks ago, picking the division winners, all eight of them, putting that in a parlay. I did that again with Nate yesterday, and I put another one in that's a little bit different than the one you and I did, Sam, mostly because I had to get off of Dallas because, I don't know, the vibes are looking pretty scary with Dallas, so I needed to try to find some value elsewhere. But the order of finish in a division, you were telling me about Kansas City and Denver 1-2 in the AFC West looks pretty tasty.
It does. And remember, I have Hampton, the running back from the Chargers, the rookie from Carolina. I bet him like 15-1 to win offensive rookie. I said, well, look at the line. Look at the coach and the coordinator. They're going to run behind these huge guys, Slater on the left end, Alt on the right. They brought in Becton from Philly. It's Harbaugh and Roman. They're going to run. That number got down to 7-1. Now, that wasn't all action. That also was because Najee Harris blew off fireworks in his face. That helped as well. But now Slater's out for the year with a patella tendon. So they're going to move Alt, who they've been working in at right tackle. He's going to play left tackle, and then they're going to bring somebody off the street to play right tackle. Becton isn't practicing. McConkey's hurt already. And I'm thinking, ugh, I made such a good bet, but injuries are the great equalizer. So, I mean, look, the Chiefs have won this division, what, 9 or 10 years
nine,
in a row?
It's nine, yeah.
And we still try and, like, take them off the throne for some reason. I think it's so funny. Like, the Chiefs, they're going to fall apart this year. Why? Why are they going to fall apart? They have one of the best combos, coordinator on offense, coordinator on defense. They have an unbelievable player at quarterback. Assuming health, they're going to be fine. But every year, people want to take them out and knock them out. The Chargers were a very popular pick, but their offensive line is already in shambles, and it's not even September yet.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if you want to go Chiefs, Broncos, 1-2, the exacta, that's plus 350. And then Broncos, Chiefs is 5-1. If you play them both and it happens either way, you're going to be in a good spot at plus 350, 5-1. Is that a dumb idea?
I think I like it. What I'm wondering is what else to pair it up with. I mentioned to you maybe Bills Patriots 1-2 in the AFC East, but I checked that. It's only like plus 200 because the Bills are such a big favorite. And frankly, the Patriots are a pretty big favorite to be like they're the second favorite in the division.
Wow.
So it's not, I don't know, that juice is not quite tempting enough for me, I don't think.
Well, that's what happens when you're such a good football team in a really bad division. You really, to make money in that market, the only way you're going to make money is if you put the Bills on line two, which I have no interest in doing, as we've talked about.
Right.
So, like, Patriots, Bills is 6-1. Dolphins, Bills is 12-1. And, Jets, Bills is 40-1. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Right. Well, back to the Chief thing, because the Bills thing is maybe a little bit like that, except what you don't have is the good teams behind them, like you have and have had, at least with the Chargers and the Broncos, you know, shambles of an offensive line already, notwithstanding, those are two teams that did make the playoffs. They got hammered when they got there last year, but still, they did do it, so it's the NFL. You're always looking for, like, where's the surprise, right? What's the thing nobody sees coming? But I think you're trying maybe a little too hard if you're trying to knock the Chiefs off. I feel like the Chiefs are more likely, Sam, to have, I mean, they've got a tough schedule, and they were very fortunate last year with some of the wins that they ended up having. So I think they could be maybe a better overall team and still kind of cruise to the division, but not go, 15-2 or anything. But I feel like Mahomes and Reed, I'm feeling a big Mahomes year coming. It's been a couple of years. The story's been, you know, where'd the passing offense go in Kansas City? And I'm bracing for that to sort of get back to what we saw, say, 3 or 4 years ago.
You may want to consider some Mahomes MVP then, if you're feeling that type of way. I mean, we haven't really seen him priced this high in a long time. Burrow and Allen are basically co-favorites, which I have no disagreement with. Well, as I say that, the Bengals could suck defensively. I don't know how much Bengals-Eagles you guys watched last night. The Bengals were playing their ones on defense, and the Eagles' backups were shredding them. So that's a problem. Their defense is a problem.
Yeah.
And you can't win the MVP if you're on a team that's 9-8. You just can't, not in the NFL. Mahomes is 7-1 for MVP. I know we're talking to a Bills crowd right now, but that's like an insurance bet at the blackjack table, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not a bad idea. $10 wins 70, 100 wins 700. He's obviously an unbelievable player, and I'm glad you brought up Mahomes. So there was a story on Yahoo. My friend Ben Fox wrote this. He talked to a couple bookmakers, and they actually ranked the quarterbacks by their value to the point spread.
Mm.
Guess who number one in the NFL is right now, boys?
I'm going to guess Mahomes. Because of the way this conversation's going, it's Mahomes, right?
Josh Allen, number one.
All right.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so
Allen's one.
So
he's worth about seven.
Okay,
then Mahomes.
Okay. Now explain, if you can, to the audience what you mean by that and what would impact something like that.
So this is basically a system that is predicated on not only the ability of the starter, but maybe the, lack of ability in the backup. To be nice. So they see a 7-point difference between Josh Allen and Mitchell Trubisky. So if the line, say Buffalo was at home against one of the worst teams and the line was 17 and it comes out, Sal breaks the story Friday, Josh is going to miss this week. That line technically should be closer to 10. So that's what they decide that Josh Allen is worth, a full touchdown.
Wow.
That's the highest number in the entire league. So then Mahomes is like 6.94. He's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar is 6.6. And then Jalen Hurts is 6.3. So according to Vegas, Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, and Hurts are the four most important quarterbacks to the line. On the contrary, number 32 is, if I can even find it, Tyler Shuck is worth half a point in New Orleans.
What about, wait till they find out that Mike White could wind up being the Bills' backup?
Oh, geez. That would be more respect for Josh, right? I would say.
Yeah,
so
probably.
Maybe he could be worth 7.03. I think a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
I think a lot of this stuff is a little silly. But I mean, to put a list in order: Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, Hurts. That's pretty powerful. And then you get down the one guy that I think the market's way wrong on is J.J. McCarthy. I don't know how much McCarthy you guys have seen. I actually covered him when he was in high school. He won a state title in high school in Illinois, and then he wins a national title at Michigan. Granted, he handed the ball off a lot.
Right.
But he doesn't turn the ball over, right? He does his job. He plays into what the team needs, and he protects the football. According to Vegas, J.J. McCarthy is worth about 2 points over Sam Howell. Sam Howell should be in the CFL right now. I disagree that JJ's only worth two. That seems a little low. And then here's the real conversation in Minnesota. I'll ask you guys, who's more valuable, Sam Darnold or JJ McCarthy? That's a big topic in Minnesota these days.
But I'm pretty bullish on McCarthy. I did not really dig it during the draft process. I thought it was just... he was a little too much of a coach's dream kind of guy, right? And I was wondering, like, I don't know, is the talent there? Like, I like that he's, you know, yes sir, no sir, first in, last out, all that sort of, you know, leader stuff that, you know, I'm not disregarding that. I'm just saying I thought it sort of pumped up his draft status, but I think I'm maybe open to having been wrong about that. I'm very bullish on Minnesota this year. Like, I think every division winner parlay, the one I built with you, the one I built with Nate yesterday, I've got them winning that division. The odds are pretty tasty. And, I mean, that roster is just stacked. I talked with our old friend Matthew Collar, who covers the Vikings in Minnesota, used to work here a long time ago, Sam, and just talking about the way they approached free agency. I mean, they're really leaning into, we've got the rookie quarterback contract thing. Let's just load up everywhere else.
Yeah, and on defense, I mean, look, your defensive front dictates a lot of what you do. And they went out. Their linebackers were awesome last year. Van Ginkel and Grenard were both machines at getting to the quarterback, right? I think they both had about 12 and a half sacks. So now you add Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave up front. I mean, who are you going to block? Then Dallas Turner from Alabama is going to be in the mix too. He's having a pretty decent camp so far. Their front seven, I don't want to be hyperbolic, but that might be a top three front seven in the NFL on defense, which makes everything easier on the secondary. And, oh, by the way, they just got Isaiah Rodgers from the Eagles, won a Super Bowl. They got Jeff Okuda from Houston to play the other corner. Their defense is incredible. And then you got Brian Flores, who's one of those, like, 4A guys, right? The head coaches are in the major leagues. The coordinators are in AAA. Brian Flores has done both. He's in the middle there. This is what I call AAA guys, or 4A guys. That team is ready to win. They just need the quarterback to protect the ball, and I think they can. I really do.
Yeah, and you got to get Detroit out of the way, you know? And so you have to sort of be friendly with the idea that Detroit is going to take a step back with the coordinators leaving, and that's entirely conceivable. Jared Goff with a different voice in his ear. I'm just, you know, I know that's sort of hackneyed from when he was in L.A. with McVay, but I think it could matter. Like, who is, you know, the one that's sort of guiding him, holding his hand? I think that's a big deal for them.
I've heard a couple things, actually, about Detroit. And, you know, most of the fallout from last year is that it was all Ben Johnson on offense and all Aaron Glenn on defense, and Dan Campbell just like screamed at everybody. But Ben Johnson is a very complex dude that runs a very complex system. And one of the most popular teams, not only every offseason, but specifically this offseason, is that Ben Johnson will fix Caleb Williams. And I'd just be very careful on that take, because Ben wants everything to fit a certain way and follow the script and don't improvise. That's not Caleb Williams. So I also, on the other side of that, I heard this new OC in Detroit is just going to feed Gibbs. Like, they're going to give, like, a Priest Holmes-esque season to Jahmyr Gibbs, right? Like a Chris Johnson season. Oh, I have Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm going to use him and not throw a wide receiver reverse to the left tackle. Because the Lions did get very cute a lot. And it happened in the playoffs, guys. Remember that Commanders game? They started doing stupid stuff. They got behind. They tried a couple trick plays. I think this new regime is going to focus on, hey, we have Jahmyr Gibbs. Let's actually use him a lot. Let's have him touch the ball 400 times and see what happens.
I wanted to get some thoughts from you before we part ways here on baseball, like moving towards.
Do we not have to do that since I'm a Yankee fan? Can we not do that right now?
Sal's in a bad place with the Yankees, Sam. How are you feeling about the Yankees right now?
Well, if the Yankees were a stock, I mean, this would be the time to buy, because right, everybody like Sal is upset, right? Yep. And that's the name of the game here. I don't care about what you've done in the last week or two. I look at what the market thinks you can do. And Sal, believe it or not, they're still one of the favorites to win the American League. I know you don't want to hear that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, well, they are. But that's the power of the pinstripes, I guess. And that's the ability that their lineup has when these guys are hitting. But I it's tough for me to get behind a bet on the Yankees. So I'm looking right now to win the American League. They're right there, 4-5-1. Now the Tigers are favored. Blue Jays are in the mix as well, and the Mariners. But I mean, according to the odds, the Yankees have every chance to get in and get hot. It sounds like you don't feel the same way, but I don't really want to bet them either.
I mean, I'm an optimistic fan as it is, like all the time. I'm just an optimistic person. As a Yankee fan, I'm optimistic on them because they're the Yankees, and that's just the way I live my life. But it's just hard to see that right now with the way that they are playing in their bullpen. But if they can get a little healthier, and if Judge can obviously get make sure he's healthy and playing, I could see it. You know, when they have a regular lineup with him in it, I do think they can still beat anybody.
So the rotation for them, I'm going to guess, I'm looking at Fangraphs right now, if they had it their way, it's got to be, Rodon's the ace, right? And then maybe Freed? Like, what's the 1-2-3? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who am I getting in game one? Who am I getting in 2 and 3? Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's Rodon, Freed, and Heel at this moment because you're not going to have Cole. Cole's out the window.
That's right.
And Clark Schmidt is as well. They both had Tommy John.
Don't forget about Schlittler.
That's right.
He's going tonight, I think.
Yeah,
Schlittler.
Yeah,
careful.
He is,
right.
He is going tonight. It is Schlittler. I thought it was. I've been calling him Schlitter. It's Schlittler. Wow.
Schlittler, yeah.
A mistake on my end.
Did you grow up a Cubs fan?
Will Warren. White Sox, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, the Bills are having joint practice with the Bears next week. I'll be in Chicago for 4 days and going to the Cubs-Pirates game on Saturday.
Oh, man. We have to offline about this. I could send you so many restaurants and bars. This is insane. I love this. We're going to be the best of friends, man. I can feel
this
it.
This is great. It, Sal's going to be at Wrigley next Saturday. I'm going to be at Fenway next Saturday.
God.
And Sam's going to be in Vegas. So I won't. I will not be seeing Sam when I go to Boston, but Owen and I are going to Boston to see the Red Sox. It's been a while. Speaking of them, where are they? What is this hot like stretch of the best record since whatever the June 16th or whatever the line of demarcation is? I read they were like 20-6 or something. Has this stretch gotten them any respect as far as the odds go for October, Sam?
Oh yeah, they were 20-1 to win the pennant around July 1st, and now they're half that, 9-10-1. So. You know, people are going to rush to the window when things are good, and they've been unbelievable, especially at home. Like you said, it's a team that everybody's talking about, and when everybody talks about it and it's on everybody's television or radio, people go, "Oh, I like the Red Sox too." Bet. So you just you get from 20-9 real quick. I'm waiting. As somebody who worked at Nesson for 4 years, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting for the back-breaking 10-18 run down the stretch. That's just the way I roll, though.
Right. No, I feel that. Right. Yeah, those old wounds, they come back all the time. A team can win 4 World Series in the course of 15 years, and you're still waiting for the sky to fall in on them, pretty much. How about, real quick, and this has nothing to do with gambling, but Roman Anthony played like 40 games and has got the lifetime contract. I'm kind of blown away by that.
Well, yeah, and I saw Jim Bowden was saying stuff that, oh, he shouldn't have taken the deal. It's like, how do you tell a 21-year-old not to take $120 million, right? Like, it's so right. funny. Like, I disagree with that. I mean, they're locking in their new young core, and they hope that, you know, this next regime of guys could be the next version of Betts and Benintendi and Bogarts, and then they'll lose all those guys, too. You know, those guys will all leave eventually. I mean, if you think about it, man, that Betts trade, one of the worst trades of all time. They got Alex Verdugo. They got Jeter Downs and Connor Wong. Prospects are nice until they have to be players. A lot of them don't pan out. But, I mean, they like their young core, and that's their plan. They're going to try and string together, like, 10 years of this new young core and see what happens.
Sammy, we love the time. Thank you so much for it. And, you know, safe travels to Vegas. I don't know if we'll talk to you next Friday from there or what, but, you know, have a good trip.
I'll join you from anywhere, Bulldog. I'll see you Friday.
What a guy. What a guy. Sammy P. Sam Pettiotovich. Bet Sweats, 9 to noon on the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo and on the Odyssey app worldwide. I don't even know if that really makes sense. But anyway, the Odyssey app. All right, we'll hit a timeout. Chris Trapasso on the Bills and the NFL and preseason game number one for the Buffalo Bills tomorrow afternoon. He'll join us next. Right here. Sal is in for Mike. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.